Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
We are deep into spooky season. Since big Halloween parties are kind of off the table and trick-or-treating is iffy, you might want to curl up next Friday or Saturday night with a scary flick. So joining us now for today's Review Previews Spooky Films Edition is Gothamist editor Ben Yakis. In Ben's own word, he's going to recommend, quote, scary movies for people like me who are actually wimps who don't like jump scare movies but more enjoy the suggestion of horror and or scary movies with some other psychological or humorous angle to it. Hi, Ben.
Hey, how you doing?
Let's start off with a classic. It's also New York based, Rosemary's Baby, the movie mm-hmm. written and directed by Roman Polanski, based on the book by Ira Levin, starring Mia Farrow, of course, filmed in the Dakota. To remind people, what's special about Rosemary's Baby?
Well, this is like the ultimate psychological horror film, and it involves so many of the things I love about horror movies, like evil cults and body horror and covens and beautiful old New York City apartment porn and paranoia.
So Rosemary's, the actual baby, is Satan's spawn, am I right?
Yeah, it's a spoiler for a 50-year-old movie, but that is correct.
Well, let's listen to a clip so you can get how eerie and creepy it is. So this clip, Rosemary, played by Mia Farrow, sees members of Satan's coven who are like older, they look like NPR and public radio listeners, rocking the baby in a black bassinet, and the baby won't stop crying.
Get away from here. Roman.
You're rocking him too fast.
Sit down. Get her out of here. Put her where she belongs.
You're rocking him too fast. That's why he's crying.
Don't mind your own business.
Let Rosemary rock him. Go on, sit down with the others. Let Rosemary rock him.
Well, she's liable
to... Sit down with the others, Laura Louise.
Get me to be his mother.
Aren't you his mother?
Whoa, so creepy. But this movie is really forward-thinking in a lot of ways. It really touches on some really sort of progressive modern themes, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was so ahead of its time, especially with these feminist themes. And the idea of gaslighting being used against a woman is incredibly relevant to now. And it's considered a quintessential work of feminist horror. The villains are all doing stuff about everything that they're doing is they're forcing child-making decisions on Rosemary. And, like, the most evil moment in the film is when she realizes her husband betrayed her. So these are all things that I think were way ahead of its time.
Let's talk about The Thing from 1982, Kurt Russell and Wilford Brimley, about a research team in Antarctica hunted by a shape-shifting alien that assumes the appearance of its victims. Let's listen to a clip from the trailer.
100,000 years ago, it found its way into our galaxy. Frozen wasteland of Antarctica. It could not escape. Now the men of Station 4 have made a monumental discovery. An alien creature had frozen, but not to death.
Okay, first of all, do the special effects hold up, or is that part of the charm that they're cheesy?
No, actually, these special effects are incredible, and it's, for the most part, it's all practical effects. So, like, when you see blood and organs and guts, that's like mayonnaise, and they microwaved bubble gum and jelly for that. There's like a scene with this thing called the chest chomp scene. That was all like the moldings, and they had to hire a double amputee to make it work. I mean, the lengths they went to make this look real were incredible. And the guy who did the effects actually was a guy named Rob Bowden. He was so exhausted by end of it, he had to end up in the hospital from how much work he did on this movie.
Wow, The Thing from 1982. All right, you suggest, and I'm not sure I understand this, but you'll get there. You'll get me there. The 2011 Gary Marshall romantic comedy, New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Why, Allison, is that scary?
Is there anything more terrifying than a horde of bee-diapered people cramming into Times Square on New Year's Eve? I mean, that is a nightmare. But this movie is so weird. It is so cursed. This is a cursed movie. I watched it recently, and I could not tear my eyes away from it. And it's in the wake of Love Actually, there were all these ensemble rom-com holiday films that came up. There was a Valentine's Day and Mother's Day, and this one New Year's Eve. And it's really hard to make these movies work. So for the first hour of the movie, it's all just introductions. You just meet like 40 characters. You don't really know much about them except for like the one thing that they're doing in the film. And then as it goes along, they sort of kind of interact, but not really. And there's just so many weird things, like Michelle Pfeiffer and Zac Efron are involved in a psychosexual plot line with a woman who has done nothing her entire life, apparently, and tries to do it all one night. John Bon Jovi is playing like this red-hot musician named Jensen, and all the kids want to see Jensen. And, you know, it's like 55-year-old John Bon Jovi playing like old rock and roll songs. And Robert De Niro's in this movie. He spends the entire movie slowly dying in a hospital. And his last wish is to see the ball drop with his daughter. And so towards the end of the movie, this is a spoiler alert, but I feel okay spoiling this. The daughter comes and takes him to the roof to see the ball drop. And then he literally dies on the roof immediately after midnight.
I understand why that's scary. Very scary. Okay, you include a Japanese cult classic from 1977, Hausu, I think it's House, about a schoolgirl and six classmates who travel to a haunted house?
Yes. This is, you know, if you're looking to watch something simultaneously with friends, and if you like sort of weird cult classics, this is the movie you're going to want to watch on Halloween because it's kind of funny. It's incredibly surreal, and the imagery is unforgettable. There are watermelons that turn into human heads. Oh. There are pianos that bite off fingers. And the director actually worked on this. He was asked to make a movie a la Jaws. Jaws was huge at the time, and everybody wanted to recreate it. So he decided to make sort of a haunted house version of Jaws. And he talked to his preteen daughter at the time and asked her about her fears. And so those all got incorporated into the movie.
And I'm going to, we can pick one more, and you can't say Mamma Mia. You're not allowed. What's your last choice?
Listen, if you haven't seen The Fly, David Cronenberg is the master of body horror, and you will love it if you don't mind icky things.
Let's take a listen to a clip from The Fly.
I think you're making a mistake. I think you really want to talk to me.
Sorry, I have three other interviews to do before this party's over.
Yeah, but they're not working on something that'll change the world as we know it.
They say they are.
Yeah, but they're lying.
There is a limit, even to the imagination.
Human teleportation, molecular decimation, breakdown, and reformation is inherently purging.
Where our greatest creations meet our deepest fears.
Something went wrong, Seth. When you went through, something went wrong.
Okay, Ben. You are about to go. Honesty? Full honesty. Did you pick this because of the vice presidential debate?
No, but that just, I think that speaks to how relevant it still is. We're still referencing The Fly 30 years later.
Ben Yakis is Gotham's arts and culture editor. He gave us a great list of sort of spooky films to watch this weekend. Ben, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.